People don't have time. They get bored. People don't necessarily care what your product does. They care about how it makes their life better. Read your email out loud. If it sounds robotic, rework it without sounding like a spam robot. No one wants an email that feels like it was written by a chatbot stuck in formal mode. Don't be too pushy. People can smell desperation in copy. Think of it as dating, not a fire sale. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Today, we're digging into one of the most overlooked yet powerful tools in your marketing kit. Email copywriting. Let's get real. Email is one of the best places with a captive audience. Think of it. They've opted in. They've invited you in. It's like being handed a mic at karaoke night. So don't mess it up by singing off key. Because if your copy doesn't respect their time, they'll just scroll past. Or worse, they'll hit unsubscribe and delete faster than you can say, "Get me out of here." You don't need to be Shakespeare, although if you are, call me. But you do need to write with clarity, purpose, and connection. In this episode, I'm going to walk you through what to do and not to do when writing emails, the copywriting traps that tank engagement, how to align copy with your brand voice, and tips to boost clicks and conversions without sounding like a spam robot. So buckle up, grab your favorite cuppa, and let's dive into the good stuff. Let's start with the do's. These habits transform average meh emails into action getters your readers actually love. Here we are. Write for one person. Even if you're sending to 20,000 people, think of the reader as one person. Talk to them like a human, like I'm talking to you now, not like you're broadcasting from Mars, okay? A quick test. Read your email out loud. If it sounds robotic, rework it. No one wants an email that feels like it was written by a chatbot stuck in formal mode. So do focus on the benefit, not the feature. People don't necessarily care what your product does. They care about how it makes their life better. So don't say our software tracks inventory. Say never run out of stock again. Automated inventory tracking that works while you sleep. Way more tempting, right? Because who doesn't want to sleep more? So do start with a strong subject line. Your subject line is your foot in the door. Keep it relevant, intriguing, and short. Use curiosity, urgency, or value, but never clickbait. You want to pull them in, not send them running. And do keep it scannable. Long paragraphs, no thanks. Break it up with bullet points and white space. We love the white space. Your readers are skimming the content. Help them find the gold fast, like a treasure map with clear X marks. Do use clear, bold calls to action. Click here doesn't cut it anymore. Tell them why to click, like download your free pricing guide or get expert tips delivered straight to your inbox. Make that button impossible to resist. Do test and optimize. Try A and B testing subject lines, headlines, and CTAs. Sometimes, you know, a tiny tweak is like caffeine for your engagement stats. Big jump with little effort. So do inject brand personality. If your brand's cheeky, let it shine. If it's premium and polished, keep that tone. Consistency builds trust, and people love brands they feel they know. So let your brand's vibe pop off the page. Now the don'ts, those sneaky little habits that kill your open and click rates faster than a cat video on a sleepy afternoon. Don't write giant walls of text. If your email looks like a novel, it's too long. Get to the point. Make it easy to skim. No one's got time for a Tolstoy here. Don't use jargon. Corporate speak is like elevator music, bland, forgettable, and mildly irritating. Swap, leverage your omni-channel strategy for reach your customers wherever they are. See, it's clear, it's simple, it's human. Don't bury your CTA or include five of them. One strong, clear call to action beats five weak ones. Don't make your reader feel like they're playing Where's Wally, okay? Don't be too pushy. People can smell desperation in copy. Focus on value first, then sell. Think of it as dating, not a fire sale. And don't skip the proofread. Typos happen. We're human, okay? But they cost you credibility. Read your email twice. Once for errors and once for flow. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Don't forget mobile. Over 50% of emails are opened on phones. So short subject lines, big buttons, readable fonts. If it's too tiny to tap with your thumb, it's too tiny, period. Now remember, when you're putting your email together and over 50% of emails are being opened on a mobile device, make sure that you're not going to have to get out the magnifying glass that Uncle Richard left on the coffee table in 1986. You've got to increase that font size. You've got to have images that are going to work across the screen. Now, if the call to actions are unclear, you have to scroll too far, too long. People don't have time. They get bored. Make sure that it's optimized for mobile and that you don't expect the recipient of that email to be moving left to right across their screen, opening multiple attachments to even know that they're invited to your event. You've got to put it all in one place, preferably on one screen, and that they can see it, absorb it, understand it, and only then will they take action on it. Don't ignore that preview text. That little snippet under the subject line is prime real estate. Use it to add context or tease curiosity. And so if you want to make your emails sharper and smarter, here's some tools I love. Grammarly, Hemingway for polishing grammar and readability, because no one wants to be that brand with typos. Want some subject line testers? Try CoSchedule or Mailmodo. Please check before you hit send. For heat maps and click tracking to see what your readers are actually clicking on or what they're totally ignoring, you can adjust your content from there when you know the heat map. The heat map is this area of your email is hot. This one's as cold as your fridge. So don't maybe put out that content in that way again. Adjust. Go back, retweak, remake, rejoice. So email style guides, right? We talk about style guides all the time for logos, for brand, but you can have an email style guide. Perfect if you've got multiple people in your team or multiple people across your business writing your emails. This is the one way it's going to keep your voice consistent like a well-rehearsed band. So what goes into an email style guide if you're just so excited and you just can't wait to rush out there and create one? All right, this is what I want you to think about and attach it to your overall brand style guide because it all works together. All right, so when you're thinking about what should we have in an email style guide, firstly, it's got to be your tone. The tone of voice. So you can change tone from your business if you're shifting from talking about a sale, if you were having one, talking about a product launch, if you were having one. But the underlining tone of it all, the words you're using, whether it's cheeky, whether it's formal, whether it's professional, whether it's whatever related in all of those drop downs that you can ask your favorite chatbot to do for you. And one of the things I really love to do, so this is a little takeaway just from me. I actually upload into ChatGPT a lot of my own original writing style. And then you can actually ask it, what is the tone of this? So this is perfect for you. If you've written blogs, if you've sent out customer emails already and you copy and you paste them into ChatGPT, You can then ask it, what tone is this? Once you know your tone, then you can put that into your email style guide, your email guidelines, because that then can inform the next person that has to write some content for the business. So if you want your email marketing to work, to be successful, to be the most clicked, you need to avoid these things at all costs. So let's wrap this up. Remember, great email copy, it's clear. It's customer focused and consistent. Write like a human to another human, not like a brochure. The little things, subject lines, preview text, CTAs, they all make a big difference. And the best email campaigns of all, they don't just sell, they connect. And if you want help reviewing or rewriting your email copy, whether it's in your welcome series, a campaign, your monthly newsletter, we'd love to help. Oh, and don't forget to get your copy of our free email copywriting cheat sheet in the notes, perfect for you to pin to your digital wall or even your literal one, if you're that kind of person. See you soon. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.